For women, then, poetry is not a luxury. It is a vital necessity of our existence. It forms the quality of the light within which we predicate our hopes and dreams toward survival and change, first made into language, then into idea, then into more tangible action. Audre Lorde, poetry is not a luxury.
Rose Zinnia was born in Akron, Ohio, and is the author of the chapbooks Golden Nothing Forever, Non-Binary, Abracadabra Chrysanthemum, Hands, and River, with Ross Gay. Their writing has appeared or is forthcoming in West Branch, The Tenderness Project, The Ocean State Review, The Academy of American Poets Poem a Day, Peach Mag, and elsewhere. They live with their wolf dog, Kiki, in Bloomington, Indiana, where they are an MFA candidate in creative writing at Indiana University and a book graphic designer. They co-edit With the Trees, Poesis, and the reading series Syzygy. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Rose, what poems have you brought for us today?
Joy is our birthroot, non-binary. One. I want to be the daisy. I want your nose all up in me. My first words were unrecognizable as words to the dominator. Our endlessness, unknown, goes unrecorded. Yet, I go into the wrong waiting room. They still call my name. Two. I want for you to be the daisy. Now I want my nose to brush your stamen. We are synosious, click, click. We don't count each other. Don't rip off our arms just to see if we love. We are always alreadying. Three. I know. We are the ground. We are the limerent trillium, birthroot. Wake, Robin. I say, wake, Robin, wake, but she is ran over in the yellow line of the road. Four. In a letter I wrote you after your sixth or seventh surgery, I said, joy is our birthright. You said that is a privileged thing to be able to say. I wanted to disagree, but you were in pain, and it felt uncouth to insist. Five. When you chop off my head, our roots swell together, loamy, headless, feeding each other. I receive a text from my mother, a picture of herself at the Honda dealership in Cleveland, where she has worked forever. A daisy-patterned COVID mask covers her face. She is smizing. Once I surprised her, stopping by her work on a punk tour. We were driving from Detroit to Buffalo. I watched her showing off a minivan to an elderly couple. She crawled in and out of the thing like a womb, her hair erupting around her in blooms. Our drummer stood beside me in a white sleeveless punk vest, mohawked, tattooed, and pierced. Brand new shiny cars surrounded us. I smiled watching Mom be Mom. A millennium pink patch on the drummer's jacket said, no gods, no masters. I was a patch of wild flocks, pink, effulgent. Six. Joy, 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 joy. I want you to be the joy, and I'll be the joy, too. We can be enjoined. Seven. Joy is our birthroot. Was the NyQuil lean? Was the line of coke on the drunken white ass? Was the duct tape on my tits? Was the king cobra chugged? Was the slam dance? Was kissing him for a bet at the sorority party? I liked it. Was the anthem against unjoy, which was all around? Was silence? Was time untethered from production? Was deserved? Was the root of our borning? Joy was hidden inside myself and in yourself. Ourself is a small casket we can open us. We are already perforated, leaking joy like pheromones, dizzy and triggering a social response, a collective rememory of an unsorrowed earth. We sow joy permaculturally and joy, volunteers, day after day, dependable, unknowable, rising up out of dirt like the dead.
You've been listening to the poems of Rose Zinnia on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rabinus-Dorsey.